Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We trust and pray that your services and worship and Bible studies on yesterday was beneficial and edifying and encouraging to your hearts and souls. We're in James chapter 3. And James is talking about one of the temptations that is common to all of us, and that is the tongue. And so James began this chapter with an admonishment to those that were teachers to be cognizant of the fact that we must be careful that we take this teaching role seriously, because James says that we shall receive the stricter or heavier judgment. And he begins to talk about the tongue in reference to the job of the teacher, that is his most useful tool besides preparing to teach before coming to class or preaching in the pulpit, whatever the case may be. The tongue is the instrument that will be used the most and should be used the most effectively. James says that we, number one, we should not be many teachers. We shouldn't desire that office if we're not prepared to function in that office. Then he begins to talk about what the tongue does. It offends in verse 2. Then he talks about in verses 3 through 5 that the tongue is a little member. It boasts a great, it boasts great things. And then he said that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, verses 5 through 6. And he concludes this section in verses 7 through 12 by telling us the tongue is a restless evil. And so James is going to do some teaching here that is going to be very poignant. And those of us who are listening on the call this morning, we should be cognizant of the fact that we need to be careful about the use of our tongues. In verse 2, James says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body." The tongue stumbles and sins often. Stumbles in word after word. Notice James was very inclusive in this statement. He says, we all offend. We all stumble. We all fall. We all sin in the use of our tongues. Includes teachers as well as other believers. No believer, no matter how great a teacher he or she is free from stumbling and falling. In fact, note what the verse says. In many things, we all stumble. We do not just occasionally fall in sin. We are always coming up short before God. And when we do, we need to be cognizant of the fact that we have fallen short. We need to repent of those things, confess them, pray, and God will forgive us. And this includes all teachers, all preachers, as well as all other believers. I know sometimes preachers, elders, and deacons, members of the church, think that they are superheroes as far as being spiritual, but they have shortcomings as well. And as long as we're in this body, in this life, on this time side of eternity, we're going to come in contact with shortcomings. Therefore, we must be cognizant of the fact that we must keep the tongue bridled, controlled. When some believers live such pure and righteous lives and walk so faithfully among us, how can Scripture say that they all are always offending and stumbling? Look at the tongue. The tongue shows us. It is our tongue, is our tongue always showing that we are patient and long-suffering, kind, rejoicing in the truth, believing God in all things, hope in God in all things, endure all things for God, not bragging, not puffed up, not jealous, rude? Does the tongue provoke others to do the wrong thing? Not thinking any evil thoughts or any evil thing? Does the tongue bear all things? Only one thing can be said: how short we are of the glory of God. In no uncertain terms, the tongue shows us that we are always stumbling and coming short. Sometimes we put forth our best effort to try to encourage others, and sometimes if we're not careful, the tongue will slip up and say the wrong thing and offend a person because we did not season our speech with salt that it may be grace unto the hearer. This is not to excuse us, nor to say that we are not to control the tongue. We are held accountable by God for every word we speak. Therefore, we must learn to control our tongues. Why? The tongue is the way to become a perfect or mature and fully developed person. A person's maturity can be measured by the control of the tongue. The tongue is the way by which we can learn to control the whole body with all its appetites and passions. If a person will learn to control his or her tongue, he or she can learn to control any passion or appetite of the body. Food for thought, the tongue speaks what is in the heart of our mind. It is the tongue that shall either justify or condemn us before God. This is exactly what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13, verses 34 through 37. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Again, Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 through 37. So we need to be very, very careful how we use our tongues, because they will either justify us or condemn us. The point is shocking. Nevertheless, the fact is a warning issued by the Lord Jesus Christ. We must always remember that the believer's warfare is spiritual and mental. Listen to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But beloved, lest all of us, preachers, elders, and deacons, and members in general, be aware of how we use our tongues, shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we are thankful once again for this opportunity. We trust and pray that the things that we have said has been in total harmony with your will. Help us to ask you for strength to control our tongues, that we may control our bodies, that we may bring glory and honor to your name. For our sole purpose is to bring glory and honor to you, and that we may let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify thee, Father. Father, we pray for those on the line this morning that may be going through challenging times at this moment. Help them to realize that trouble is going to always be. We have a faithful promise from you that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will deliver us and keep us in your perfect will. Father, go with us throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein we have been called, that we may so walk before the world that they that live in darkness may see the light in us and cry out, what must we do to be saved? And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.